खाली खुलाई बताया अर्घ्यम समर्पित धियस्तव आराध सज्जनि किं सुमुखी दर्शति दर्शति I told this?
Yes.
Okay, to part your daughter.
Okay.
Okay, to go there. Huh?
Sumeran.
Part your daughter, to take it. Then this has been done? Done. 26. 36. Or anything? Then, what I have told you. Remember me?
I remember you telling how Krishna became the Purohit for the Surya Puja and was speaking verses that had two meanings.
Mitra. I want to be with you, having all the puja samagri, material of worship, go with you. And I sat there. Brajapur, next week. This is clear. Now we go back. You understand all this? Brajapur Pati Ragya Agya Mishtamannam Bhavvidham Pati Jatnat Svein Pakkam Varuru Sabataniya Sakhinam Madhvidhanan Chahastai मधुमथन निमित्तम किं त्वया सन्निधात्यम् वरा उरु वरोरु First line in Baroru is Sambodhan. Sambodhan means calling Srimati Radhika as Baroru. What is written there?
Beautiful thighs.
Thighs.
Thighs. Thighs. Thighs. Part of the leg.
Thigh. This is one word. But here the meaning is also another. Bara Uru to cook the art of cook. Srimati knows this art so well than any of this world, Vaikunth world and Braj world. Guru means so much efficient in that art. understand? Yes. What happened?
She is the best cook of any person.
Also in Brazil. She cooks so fine. Vara, Shrestha. Shrestha means
best.
Most best qualified. Puru. Puru means aur bhi adhik. Aur bhi adhik means Mahati in Sanskrit word.
Great.
Mahan.
The greatest.
Greatest. And Pujya. Pujya means in this art, she is Pujya. Pujya means
worshipable
by others. Brajapura Pati Aragya. Yashoda is Brajapati Pura Ragya. Yashoda is queen of Nanda Maharaj. Brajapati Nanda Maharaj Ragya is
queen.
Agya, she has ordered by the Agya of Yashoda Devi. Pati Jatnat with great care. See, in the evening after Surya Puja, Radhika has returned with his sakhis, companions to Javadkar. And he has done Sun Puja, and Batu, and Krishna has returned to his ghost. Ghost means he has
assembly.
And Radhika now has come to his Javad village. When they were meeting Krishna doing Surya Puja, all Sakhi were so much cheerful to see that Radhika is so cheerful. But now they are seeing that Radhika is not cheerful. She is so unhappy. She is feeling so separation for Krishna. These sakhis are Radha Prati Adhi Adhik Sneha Adhika. So they are sakhi. Srimati Tulasi or Prati Manjari is sakhi, Nitya sakhi or Pran sakhi. So when they were, Srimati Radhika was so unhappy, feeling so much separation. At the same time, one sakhi came. Sakhi's name Chandan Kala. So any sakhi can come Yashoda Devi, Chandan Kala. Yashoda ordered that go to Javad and tell Srimati to send some sweetmeats and other things for night. Krishna when returns from cow grazing. Up to that, Srimati Radhika was feeling so much separation. But when she heard the order of Srimati Yashoda Devi, he was in working order. She became so much happy. Here you know the history. I have told perhaps that Durvasa has given any birth to Srimati Radhika. Birth, blessing, blessing also to Radhika. That what you will cook is very, very tasteful and so much giving power, powerful. Those who will take it will be so much powerful, so much lucky, defeat all demons, will not be any time dukhi,
unhappy.
And he will be always so beautiful. No rogue, disease can attack him, that person. So, Yashoda is once that she may come, anyhow Srimati Radhika should come to our house and cook all this for Krishna. Because Krishna was going lean and had told all this. So, Yashoda sent so many things, ornaments, and blouses and everything, clothing, Radhika. Throw her mother-in-law, Jatila. Also, Jatila has some fear for Purnima. She tells that Purnima has told that if you will not send your daughter-in-law to Nanda Bhavan, all cows will be died and all happiness and all wealth, everything go away. So you should send and obey Yashoda. So with Kundalata and Lalita Vishakha, Tulsi is also following Srimati Radhika to Nanda Bhavan. But it is in morning time, for one Leela, after Prata Kalin Leela, for one Leela comes from 9 to about 12. In this, and when Krishna takes Mahaprasadam at Nanda Bhavan, just all sakhis are there. After that, Krishna goes to in Purvanha Leela for cow grazing, and Yashoda Ma, Nanda Baba, all are following Krishna. Anyhow, Krishna satisfied his father and mother, and they are returning. And at the same time, Srimati Radhika and Lalita Vishakha all worship Krishna with their eyes. After that, Krishna goes away, and Sakhi, with all Sakhis, she comes to Javad. And they go to Surya Puja. After that, in the evening, this is telling that Yashoda has given order. She was feeling so separation. Tulsi is telling that, oh Devi, may I serve you when Yashoda has ordered to send Mishtanna,
sweets
and all other things, then I will burn so many chullis,
stove.
Nothing, a stove is another thing. By clay.
Yes.
By clay we do chulli. So I will make so many chullis like a stove, and I will
give fire
in them. Thousands of chullis. All Sakhi are preparing with Radhika. Srimati Radhika is in middle. The Radhika, when she was at Javad, she was so feeling separation that her heart and body, everything was firing without fire there. Sweats were coming. She was so hot, her body was so hot, that Tulsi Maharaj is telling that in Govinda Lila Mantra, all other books, that they are giving so very good lotus flowers as a bed and upper part of Radhika body with Chandan,
Kempar and Chandan.
So many things are giving to make cool the body of Srimati Radhika, but yet not coming down the heat of Srimati Radhika body. But when Radhika went to her Pakshala kitchen room, she has taken off all her
ornaments
and all the
dresses,
very fine white dress she has taken. No, like this, covered, because there was no anyone, only Sakhis are there. So very light dress she has taken, no ornaments. At that time, that's Sakhi Tulasi is telling that when you are without ornament here, any time Padma Shri is Aradhika, and she thinks that, oh, without ornament and without any costly dress, she looks so beautiful, more than Chandravali. So here Tulsi is telling that what is the use of taking ornaments, giving ornaments to Srimati Radhika, and well dress, no use. But without dress, without ornaments, she looks so beautiful. And at that time, we see that you are so happy at the time of cooking. No nothing. Well means?
You say no sweat?
In Western, there is no word for it.
They said
V-A-I-L-S. So, see, cooking and doing work on so many stoves at a time, like when a pot maker do like this, you have seen? And she's moving so fastly to all stoves and cooking all the things at the same time. And here, see, her body is so cool. He tells that, I wonder, in separation at your home, Javad, your body becomes so hot. But now we see that being in the midst of all the fire, you seem so cool. Why so? I wanted to serve you with pankha or chamar, fan and chamar. But I think no need at all. No state are here at this time. I wonder. So, sabatanija sakhinan madvidhanan cha hastai madhumathana nimittam king payasan nidhaptam. At that time, you will order me, bring water, bring atta, flour, sugar, milk, ghee, and all these things. And I will give, you will order that, give this in pot, where oil is boiling. So hot, boiling, and I will give something. And what you order, I will do. So, matpidhanan chahastai, madumathana nimittam king tvayasan nidhaptam. And you will make ready so sweet and all things. And order me also to help you. So, will this pet will come for me to do help and seva of you?
This is in Javad or in?
In Javad. In evening.
Yeah.
Evening Srimati Radhika does not come. In morning, about 9 she goes there. Afterward. Now all will come and this translation will do. But some slokas are to be too much explanation, but not so. Nitanna man madvidha lalat prathe lalatam pritya pradaya mudita prajaraja rajya premna prasu eva bhavat kusalasya prichyat bhabbe vidhasyati kada mai tavakatva. At that time, when he made ready all these things, in the last slope, she is praying Srimati Radhika. Then all seats are ready. Then will you order me to carry it to Yashoda Devi to for Krishna? Now here, by the order, Radhika gets orders to Tulsi Manjari, who is so much priya here to Srimati Radhika. He can order also Rup Manjari, Rati Manjari, Long Manjari and all other Manjari. But she is praying that, will he order me? Then Radhika becomes so pleased and telling Tulsi Manjari, you are so much dear to me. I think you, Rupmanjari, Longmanjari, and all the Manjari are so much dear to me. And I think I cannot go there now. If you will go and give it to Yashodama, and before you, Tumhare Samaksh, before you, if Yashoda gives all these things to Krishna, and Krishna takes all these things, I think that in what manner I will give all these things to Krishna, I think you will give it in more pleasant way to Krishna. But
she's saying that if the Gopi Manjaris do it, it will be even better than if she did it.
She gives. I think that you are my pratinidhi. You are my shadow,
representative.
So, if you are present there, and in presence Krishna takes, and you serve Krishna at that time, by
shining
and doing so much loving activities to Krishna, I see that I am doing it myself. You are myself of mine. So I think it will be so better. So I am sending you, and you should go to the Yashodama and tell them that your daughter Radhika has sent all these things. So Nitanna Madh Vidha Lalat Tate Lalatam. When Srimati Radhika orders this manjari, Rati Manjari or Tulsi Manjari, in a golden pot, he gives Yaladdu,
Manohar
Laddu, Amrit Keli, Rasmalai, and so many things. You can prepare. Try to prepare all this.
He will teach you.
You know Rasmalai? Rasabada, so many things she has prepared and gets in different pots and keeps in a very big golden pot and covers in very white cloth. Then Manjari takes 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 all sakhis with her. But many is there, Tulsi Manjari. If Rup Manjari was there, Rup Manjari will be head of the party. So here is the Tulsi Manjari is the head of the party. She has taken on her head and all are carried. They went to Nanda Bhavan. When they reached Nanda Bhavan, the Sudama was watching, waiting. When they will come, she comes in and goes out.
Inside and outside.
She saw that they are coming, so she became so glad, the Sudama. She took Tulsi. She saw Tulsi. And Tulsi at once seeing the Sudama, put up his pot and give it to a very good place where she should keep it, and then give her
forehead
on the feet of the mother. She was going to give like this, doing so. But in the midway, Yashoda came and caught her in her arms to that Tulsi Manjari, as if she was a Radhika. Because she loved the no less than Krishna. So at that time she will put me in her arms and give my on my forehead her forehead. Understand?
Touching.
This is a sign of affection, love. And taking arms on my back, and as if I am daughter of Yashoda. So she was coming. Pratyapadaya mudita braja raja ragi. Because Yashodama is knowing this dasi, me, myself, Tulsi Mundari, a dasi of Srimati Radhika. I am telling here Radhika, dasi, dasi, but there is no dasi shabd word there in that sphere. Beti or my daughter and other boys someday. Then, doing so, Yashoda Devi will ask, Premna Prasuriva. Prasuriva means in lovely manner, as if I am her daughter, Prasu. Prasu means
mother,
who gives birth to a child. This is Prasu. So I am a child of
Mother
Yashoda. So she is asking me, will she ask me, Bhavatah Kusalasya Pritcha. Oh, how is it? My daughter, loving daughter Radhika, will ask to me. And I will, with same, with Manda Muskan,
smiling face,
I will tell that she is all right, okay. Abhe vidhasyati kada mai tavakatva. So, at that time Yashoda will love me very affectionately. She is telling here that Vattaja Sudama, Krishna himself tells that if he knows that she is a dasi of Radhika or a dasi of Lalita or Vishakha, Krishna gives his all mercy to bestow to that dasi. So to be a dasi of Radhika is very highest in this upasana. Even it is so lovely than being the sakhi of dasika, of Radhika. So I want to be a dasika of dasi of Srimati Radhika, and I want to serve in all respect. Narottam Thakur is doing some prarthana here. Hari hari hene dasa heno din haibe amar. Doha anga parashiva, doha anga nirakhiva. Sevan kariva doha ka. Narottam Thakur is doing prayer to Srimati Radhika. or Krishna both, that when my fate will be so, and when I will have a day that I will serve Radha and Krishna both, but I am Dasi of Srimati Radhika. Yet by the order of Radhika, I am serving both, Krishna also. So when I will do sparsh, when I will sparsh, touch both feet or in, and duhu anga nirakhiva, and I will see with affection both Radha and Krishna. Sevan kariva duhaka, and I will serve both Radha and Krishna. When they are in straight, they will order, O Dasi, come here. O Tulasi, O Rukmanjari, O all Mandir, come on. My straits are going off. You should do pankha. And after that, when sets will go, they will order me that bring a glass of very good water for us. They will order. And I will carry that water. After that, they will order me to bring a tambul vitika. I will give in the hands of Srimati Radhika. Radhika will supply in the mouth of Krishna. Lalita Vishakha Sanghi Semana Kariva Rangi. Radhika and Vishakha are serving to Radha and Krishna. And in their Angatya,
obedience, guidance,
in their guidance, I will serve both, not as a master, but always in the guidance of Lalitar Gaur, Srimati, Srimati ka kya hota hai?
Youth.
Radha Yutheshwari. And Lalita is under the youth of Srimati Radhika, Lalita Vishakhar Gaur. And in Vishakha, there are so many divisions. Rukmanjari is the head of all divisions. And in the division, our Gurudev, Guru Rupi Sakha is there, Guru Sakhi is there. In her guidance, I will serve both Radha and Krishna. So not Swatantra, independent service is there, but always in the guidance of service, also Radha. ललिता विशाखा संगे सेवन करी बरंगे माला गाथी दिवना ना फूले कनक संपूट घरी तांबुल कर्पूर घरी जोगाई व अधर जुगले. At that time, by the order of Sakis, I make a garland, very beautiful garland, and I will give it to Guru Sakhi, and Guru Sakhi will give to Rukmanjali, and she will give to Lalita Vishaka. And they will give it in the hands of Radhika. Radhika will give it to Krishna. Then Radhika will ask Rukmanjari or Lalita Vishaka, who has made this garland so beautiful. Then I will be so much pleased to hear. Then Rukmanjari will tell that this new Sakhi has come. She is very intelligent, does good services. Rukmanjari has given siksha, training to this new Sakhi. So is so qualified. Hearing, I will be so much glad. Kanak samput bhari, tambul kar pur bhari, yogaiva adhar jugale. Radhakrishna Vrindavan, ei mor pranta. Here, Narottam Thakur is praying that
Radha and Krishna, Lalita Visakha, all Sakhis, especially Vrindavan, all are my prana.
Wealth of my life.
Same or Jivan Upad. I am only living
by this means,
by these means. Without these things, without this service, you wait. Mujhe baithne ke liye hai wahan.
Come.
Without Vrindavan, without the serving of Radha and Krishna, without Lalita and Vishakha, I cannot live a moment for a moment. She is feeling and crying always in his so many kirtans. If any man has greed towards all these things, certainly he will weep. And that will he will feel separation. Actually he will have no taste in other things of this world. But we have so much taste for all this clothing, taking this and all other things, praise. But he is telling that Radha Krishna Vrindavan, all the companions of Krishna are my pran, life. So we should fill this if we want to progress in this. Jai patit pavan dehamore ei dhan tuha bina anna nahi bhai. He is telling to his Gurudev, Krishna, Rupa Raghunath and all others that Loknath Goswami is Gurudev, that jai jai patit pavan. Doing no bhajan at all. A Kanishtha Adhikari sees that I am doing so much good type of bhajan. Madhyam Adhikari feels wo usko experience hoti hai kya? He realizes that I am doing no bhajan. I am doing some bhajan, but this is not like a bhajan. Madhyam Adhikari, if he is so honest, then he will realize it. And if he is Uttam Bhakta, or Madhyam Uttam, or Uttam, he will see that I am doing nothing. Really he will realize so. And he will weep always as Bhaktivinoda Thakur weeps, Narottam Thakur weeps, or Mangal ke, Billo Mangal, or Radharas Dhanidhi,
Prabhudhananda,
always weeping like Raghunath Das Goswami said, short end. What we are doing? Any feeling separation? To feel separation for seva, at least of his Gurudev, for his Gurudev, she should realize some separation. I see that we don't weep, no a tear. So he is weeping so loudly that keno achhaye pran ki sukh lagiya narottam das keno nagelo mariya. there is a prayer of Gurapahun na bhajiyame. I'm so unworthy, unfit, actually doing no bhajan, doing only I'm taking good clothes, good food, good sleep, and taking so much praise from others that you are very qualified Vaishnava. But I think that I'm worthy, unworthy of all these things. Krishna never comes in my heart. The fifth or sixth slok of Sikshastra. Nainam galadasudharaya badanam gadagadarudhaya adhira. Kulikar nichitang bakuh kadatmanam grahane bhavishyati. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself that when a day will come for me, that when I will tell Krishna, my eyes will be full of tears. There will be pulak there, gadgad here. Krishna, Krishna, I could not tell. Kri Kri Krishna, Jagannath, Jaja Gaga, Mahaprabhu will tell. So when this day will come, do we pray like this? Pray? If not, we should pray. We should pray for all things. While all things are not coming, because our heart is like a storm, by offenses,